Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. We are talking with Lauren Burrell. She is the public information officer, the press person, the media person for ODOT District 11, talking about the ongoing saga with the Blaine Hill Bridge, the Arches of Memory Rehab Project. Oh, God. In any event, also talking a little bit about Ohio State and what it did to Indiana. My God in heaven, it was just a brutalization. It really was. In any event, so Lauren, if the work starts January 1, 2027, to start fixing this Blaine Hill Bridge, how long is that going to go on?
It's looking like about 9 months for construction once we get going.
Less
than a year for construction.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to, if everything goes right, if they don't find any endangered species underneath the Blaine Hill Bridge. I'm just so stupid. The environmental stuff is so stupid. We should be able to drive on this bridge again by the end of 2027. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And what else do we need to know about the construction project here with this? Do you have to have a special architect to make sure that you are keeping it to the historical integrity of the thing? Or are there any other little interesting angles regarding the reconstruction of this thing that we need, that we should know about?
No, not necessarily. Like I said earlier in the interview, you know, Michael Baker is the designer for the project, you know, and they follow ODOT's, you know, specifications for projects and everything. But as in regards to the historic value of the bridge, you know, I don't believe it takes a specialized, you know, engineering or anything like that of the bridge. Nothing there that stand out to me on this.
Okay. Question. When the work is finally completed, is there going to be a major ceremony, ribbon cutting, confetti, ticker tape, anything along those lines to celebrate this thing?
I believe so. You know, this will be a big day when traffic reopens on the bridge, and I believe that we'll be there to cut that ribbon and let that first car go across the bridge, because that'll be a big day.
All right. You want me there to be the one cutting the ribbon and being the master of ceremonies and being pretty much the focal point of this thing? Because I'd be willing to do that for a fee.
As long as for a fee. I don't know that we have much in our budget for a fee.
Oh, come on. It's ODOT. You've got so much money. It's coming out of your ears. Come on.
But, you know, bring some streamers, you know, some sound makers, you know, that kind of thing. That would be great.
Man, I tell you.
Maybe a cowbell.
I'm sorry, a what?
A cowbell.
Cowbell. Lovely.
Yeah.
Boy, ODOT certainly knows how to do it right, let me tell you. All right, fine. In the meantime, any suggestions to the people who are being so inconvenienced by this bridge? I mean, any suggestions, any tips, anything at all to make their lives just a little bit less miserable until ODOT finally completes this thing at the end of 2027?
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, following the posted detour. You know, we will continue to, you know, have the same detour throughout, you know, now the planning process and then, you know, through construction and everything like that. You know, and we know like there's a lot of businesses and stuff there. You know, but, if you have any questions that, you know, they might not have got answers to, you know, during this interview, please reach out. We're happy to answer any questions. Again, you know, I know people are frustrated and, a lot of times they call and they're still upset, you know, but they got answers. You know, there's a lot of rumors going around. I've heard things like, you know,
what rumors?
I've heard that we're tearing up the bridge and we're never going to put one back. You know, we're doing a complete rebuild of the bridge, which we're not. You know, that construction's not starting till 2030. That's incorrect. You know, so we're happy to squash the rumors and get the word out there. You know, transparency again is our biggest thing, and we want folks in the area to have the exact information and squash those rumors and get the information firsthand.
I'm surprised that our local representatives in the House and in the Senate, Representative Ferguson. Okay, Ron Ferguson, who I like, and this new guy, Chavez, from Monroe County, I think, who's the state senator.
Yeah.
I've not heard anything from them regarding this, and frankly, that surprises me, because if I were a state representative, I'd be all over this thing, giving information out to the people. Are they in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So I'm in regular touch, especially with Representative Ferguson's office, giving them updates. We sent the update to Senator Chavez's office as well. And then in addition to that, we have funding secured through ODOT. However, we went after some federal funding to help with this project. You know, again, our funding is secured, but we're just looking for that extra help. You know, and we had, you know, local letters of interest or support, you know, from Representative Ferguson's office, you know, for this project. So we are, you know, in touch with them. They have, you know, the updates and everything like that. So they would, that way when their phone rings, because it will and it has, you know, they have the information.
And what about, since you're going after Fed funds, what about this new Congressman Mike Rulli? Did he do anything to help us?
I am not certain on that. I don't want to say yes or no, because I, off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Okay, that would be a no. All right, fine. So what I don't know what I don't know. I do know what Ohio State did to Indiana, of course, but I don't know what I don't know regarding the Blaine Hill Bridge. So is there any other question that I should have asked you, Lauren, that I have not?
I don't think so, but I do want to confirm that we did reach out to Congressman Rulli's office. So we have been in contact with him. I had to look at my notes. But no, I think we covered everything. And, you know, again, you know, they can reach us, you know, via our website or, you know, call into the office. And we're happy to answer those questions that they might have throughout the project.
All right. So give us all that contact information, please.
Sure. It's 330-308-7817.
Okay, that's the office, and the website is just...
That is straight to my desk. That's my desk line.
Really? 330-308-7817.
Correct.
All right, and then the website, is it simply Ohio Department of Transportation, or is there something else? .gov?
Transportation.ohio.gov.
Okay, great. And you're on Facebook as well?
We are. We are on Facebook. I believe it's, you know, ODOT Eastern Ohio, and then we are also on X and Instagram.
All right. That's great. Well, Lauren, you've been a great sport, and you've been very kind regarding and tolerant regarding our audio challenges. So I always give my guests the last word. This is a great opportunity for you to repeat key points that you made during our talk, to bring up new points, to once again reiterate the contact information, tell the listeners what you want them to do, pretty much anything. You get the last word. So dear Lauren Burrell, ODOT Public Information Officer, District 11, my microphone is yours.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you for having me and for asking those questions. You know, we're happy to answer them and, you know, for the opportunity to talk about the project and, you know, that we are moving forward. And again, we get it, you know, you don't see anything happening on the bridge, but everything is happening behind the scenes. And that 2027 date, it's an estimated date. So, again, we're trying to accelerate any, you know, process that we can during the planning. And, you know, that might mean a sooner date, you know, to start construction. So, you know, again, we encourage folks to, you know, go to our website, transportation.ohio.gov. You can sign up for email updates for any press releases or traffic advisories in your area. There's lots of great information on there to stay up to date on all things ODOT. And, of course, you know, it is snow and ice season. Winter is upon us, and we just want to remind folks to, you know, be prepared and be watching for that weather. You know, our trucks, of course, will be out on the road, but, you know, we want you to reach your destination safely. So keep that in mind and keep an eye on the weather. Plan for some additional travel time, especially as we start to see that snow fly, and, you know, safe travels. And of course, we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, And on our social media pages this week, you'll see some featured travel times that might help you get to your destination on time, or maybe you want to arrive a little later at the in-laws. You know, we want everybody to take their time, drive safe, and of course, buckle up.
Wait a minute. What is that last thing now? A travel time? What is this?
Oh, did you catch that? Well, on our if you're traveling through more so over our urban areas, you see those big message boards, you know, with the messages on. And of course, we've got, you know, two in Belmont County there. But we use those to put safety messages on there. And one of my favorite ones is, I can't remember exactly what it says, but it's something about, you know, drive safe and take your time, arrive to the in-laws late. I forget what the riddle is. It rhymes, but.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Might have come up with that one.
Thank you for being so prepared for our interview here, Lauren. When I was
absolutely
with, that. By the way, just one last thing, just with the back to the football. What on earth is a Hoosier? Is that like a ferret or a weasel? What is that thing?
I have no idea. I have a buddy that that would know, but. You know, I don't, I think he's still licking his wounds from the weekend. So I'm not sure if he'd have an answer for us, you know,
just brutal. You know, we've got some pretty good high school. We have some pretty good high school football teams around here, both sides of the river. And I thought to myself, you know, one of these teams might be able to take on these Hoosiers, at least for the first half. I mean, they're bigger, they're college kids and all that. We got high school kids, but I think for about a half, I think they'd play him to a draw. I really do. It was just god awful to watch. It was so painful. God, it was painful. All right, Lauren, thank you so much. Please keep us informed. And I'm dead serious about this environmental inspector or whatever. I'd love to have him or her in here to explain to us what the hell they do and what kind of endangered species they're running around underneath the Blaine Hill Bridge. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, kiddo. Have a great day.
Yeah, take care. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you as well. Lauren Burrell, great sport, very nice person, ODOT, and my God, that was a horrible football game. Not for me, but Jesus. I mean, like a punter who can't even hold the ball right through his hands. It's just. All right, we're going to stay on top of this as we do. Oh, well, by the way, that was the Belmont buzz. Jeez, I forgot. Hold on.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
I should have played that at the beginning, not the end. I'm an idiot. What can I tell you? But that is the Belmont buzz. If you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. All right, so we got to wrap up the show here today. Tomorrow, all sorts of really neat stuff, including lots and lots of great audio clips that I have for you from Joe Rogan and from Donald Trump and from so many others. So we'll get to all of that as well. Now you've got the latest information about the Blaine Hill Bridge. Forget about all those rumors. Forget about everything else. You got the right stuff right here. If you want to know what's really going on, you keep it right here. It's Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Don't forget Steve Novotny later today, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 days a week. And don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Okay, Blaine Hill Bridge, we got the answers.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands.
Ever,
one nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.